Happy Palindrome Week, everyone. Here's an interesting fact to carry with you this weekend. From September 10th through September 19th this year, our dates will serve as a palindrome, which is to say, digitally, they look the same forwards as they do backwards. So today, for example, is 9/13/19, or 9/13/19. So what makes this so interesting? Well, it's the last time this will be true of any date until the next century, 82 years from now. I think it will be true in October of 2101 for any of the single-digit dates and any of the double dates like 11 or 22. I don't believe between now and then we have any palindromic dates. So, what does all this mean? Well, I've always loved numbers. Strangely, perhaps, I've loved them for reasons that others may not. Many folks love their consistency. A six is a six all day long, and there is no other interpretation but for it to be a six. Leave the metaphors to the English students, thank you very much. Give me my rock-solid whole number six. Consistent as ever. True enough. And perhaps my love of numbers derives from that consistency. But what I love most is the way numbers inspire play. There's a card game called 24 that appeared in my Christmas stocking as a child that I loved. The concept was a simple one. Use any combination of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, and take four single-digit numbers to determine how to come up with a solution of 24 when you're done. You must use all four numbers on each card, and you do not have to use all four operations each time. Some cards proved easier than others. Where the sum of the four numbers was 24, for example, a card with four fives would result in this. 5 times 5 is 25. 5 divided by 5 is 1. So I've used all four of my fives. I'm left with a 25 and a 1. 25 minus 1 equals 24. And there you have it. Others were more involved, asking for multiple operations and creative groupings to get the job done. Anyone looking to lose some time this weekend bending their brain? Try 3, 3, 5, and 7 as your four numbers. For those brave souls who want to take this one on, apologies for disrupting any plans you might have made this weekend. The upshot of this game, of course, is rather trivial. 24 presumably has little impact on some of the more meaningful moments that may transpire in your day or week. But for the elementary school version of myself, this game gave me license to be fearlessly playful as a mathematician. It made numbers a plaything. And it brought me joy, even as I tinkered and iterated with ways in which the same set of numbers might get to 24 by means of a different route. Who needs a 6 to be so consistent when you can make it work in such curious and delightful ways? I think that's why I'm so excited about the rollout of Singapore Math and Connected Math Project this year as the result of our curriculum review work over the last 18 months. What inspires me about both of these programs is not only that they produce research-backed results that will serve our students well today and into the future, but also that these results are achieved by putting numbers into play. They visualize and make auditory an otherwise written or graphic experience. They approach the study of math from a variety of perspectives in the pursuit of mastery through process, not product. They are equally rigorous and joyful, challenging and inspiring. So, on this palindrome week, I hope you take some time to remember the joy that numbers can create in our lives and the lives of our students. And I wish you the very best of luck getting to 24. Happy 9/13/19, everyone. Have a great weekend.